Now back to the Breakfast Club at Ponderosa in Portland with John Boggs.
Thanks, Rob. Jim Ocker, let's talk about the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the show and what some of the special events are each day.
Well, starting in on Thursday, we'll be setting up the swap meet and so forth from 12 till 6 on Thursday. And then Thursday evening, there'll be a cruise in at the Holiday Inn and the Wings and Rings. And they are putting that on and sponsored. They'll be giving dash plaques, trophies away. There'll be probably discounts on meals at, and they can also register for the show at the Holiday Inn the same time.
Okay.
Then on a Friday, we'll start in about 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll go till 6 o'clock. And during that time, we'll have good food vendors out there, reasonable prices. And then that evening, we're going to cruise to Bear Creek Farms. And if anybody wants to see the cars, if you know some place to park between here and Bear Creek Farms, there'll probably be, I'd say, 50 to 80 cars going there.
Wow, okay.
Then on Saturday, we'll start at 9. And then we'll have special cars, like I say, in the 4-H building. And there'll be feature cars. The swap meet will be going on all day, and we're still open and looking for swap meet. Anybody that's got anything for sale is welcome to set up out there on Saturday, Friday, and Saturday. Then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to cruise from Portland to Bryant to Fayette to Pennville and back to Portland, and it'll all be a police escort, even the one going to Bear Creek Farms. Then Saturday evening, about 5, 6 o'clock, the band will be playing. It's a local band. It used to be called Del Rio. Anybody from this area know who Del Rio is. They'll be playing for 2 hours till 8 o'clock. Then after the band plays, we'll be giving the awards away.
Okay.
And that'll conclude the show then.
Okay. Now, all this going on at the fairgrounds, the admission price?
It'll be $3 for spectators, 12 and under is free, with free parking. And the $3, you'll get a pass if you're going to come back and the cars happen to be going. You can come back later. We'll get you past there. So that's for all 3 days.
Okay, so you don't get a stamp on the hand, but you get a pass.
And I'll give you some kind of a pass. I wash the stamp all for
So the stamps for all 3 days. Well, that's great. And that's June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Jay County Fairgrounds, the Hoosier Rod and Custom Nationals. Any final words, Jim?
Well, I just hope to see all the local area car and truck enthusiasts entering their vehicles and supporting the show, and hopefully this will just get bigger and better every year. You know, the bike show and the tractor show started small, but you got to just keep going with it. And there is camping available out there also, and
okay.
You can register your car actually starting on Thursday from about 12 to 6 or at the cruise inn at the Wings and Rings and Holiday Inn. And we'd like to thank all the sponsors that's helped us out and all the volunteers that's helping. That's what I am, I'm a volunteer. And if you want any more information, you can call 260-417-6065. And they can tell you all about the swap meet, the flea market, and entering the cars.
Jim Blount,
hope to see you there and have a great time.
Jim Blount, we thank you. And Jim Ocker, you and Bob Cummings are so enthused about this. You guys bought the Customs of America company or association so you can put these shows on. And we're glad you did because the shows seem to be building year after year. And hopefully, like you say, it'll grow into something really, really big here.
Well, like I say, if they go on that website, they'll, we've got members from, like I said, from Japan, Alaska, Canada, Australia, from all over. and you will see some pictures. And surprisingly enough, they're mostly American-made cars that they've got that they've customized over in the foreign countries that way.
So, okay. Well, again, that's the Hoosier Rod and Custom Nationals, June 28th, 29th, and 30th. Final word, Jim?
Yeah, I forgot one thing. We've got a company that's coming down from Elkhart, and I think his partner is going to be here also from California. It's a filming company that's made some of the old-style films like graffiti and some of them. Uh-huh. They're going to be here and film the shows.
Okay.
They're going to every one of our shows this year and film them. So we'll probably have them make us up some DVDs, and we'll probably be selling them if somebody would like one of the different shows.
Okay. Well, again, we thank you, and we look forward to the show. That's just about it for our Breakfast Club this week. And 2 weeks from now, on June 28th, we're going to do this again. We'll have as our guest Randy Giesman, the mayor of Portland, a couple of his department heads, and then we'll also check in with the 4th of July committee to find out what's coming up the next week on the 4th. But from Ponderosa Steakhouse on the north side of Portland, that's about it. Back to you, Rob.